Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for the Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
WEEI Afternoons, Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, Ted Johnson, and we go right to the guest line where our buddy Tom E. Curran joins us. Tom Curran on WEEI Afternoons is brought to you by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair, by your New England Chevy dealers, Together Let's Drive, by Shaw's and Star Market, proud to be local since 1860, and Tom E. Curran is powered by Verizon. Tom, how are we doing this week?
I am great, Andrew. How are you today?
I am great. And I want to start with, I feel like all these interviews start with Drake May these days here in New England.
I know.
And something interesting popped up yesterday. I believe Karen Garigian asked him if it was sort of against his instincts to slide. And Drake May kind of acknowledged it is. And I want to use that as a jumping off point to the next level. Do you think it's also against his instincts to throw the ball away? Because I was trying to remember the last time he had a throwaway. And I guess, is that something that's he's going to have to get rid of to continue his ascension as a quarterback? At some point, is the safety instinct or the safe play instinct going to have to become part of his game?
Only until he gets burned. I mean, that's basically what ends up happening. The last throwaway that I can remember that sticks out because it was such a ridiculous idea. He took the ball from right hand to left hand and threw it out of bounds.
Yep. Right. Yep.
And I'm like, and that was right after his turnover play game. And I'm like, what is he doing? I'm like, you can't be flipping the ball around, changing hands. But obviously that fades into obscurity as he continues to play well. But I do think, Tom Brady and his level of expectation over the course of time, a guy would be mildly off his route and Brady would just whip it into the stands because he was so disgusted. So I imagine at some point May will be of a mind to say, you know what, this play isn't going to work. I'm just getting rid of it. But I don't mind the youthful exuberance. I don't. I really don't. And I'm not worried about him getting hurt. He's going to. They all do. I would prefer he not get hurt the kind of play that he made last week where he's trying to stiff arm somebody, kind of fans on it and gets rolled. But he's going to get hurt at some point.
Yeah, TC, we were kind of hard up for good news last year. So I thought that going from the right hand to the left hand and going out of bounds was one of the coolest plays he had last year. But that's me. But, so the running game finally looked like it had a heartbeat in this last game, particularly Ramondre Stevenson, 18 carries for 88 yards, averaging almost 5 per. What did you see in the running game that maybe was the difference in this? And do you see this maybe being the norm now?
I saw a team that they were going against that was averaging 4.5 yards per carry against, and then Jeffrey Simmons going out. However, I think the push was good, and I think that largely Stevenson's speed hitting the holes was better. I still thought there were a couple of carries where I thought that he was a little tentative, more tentative than when we've seen him at his very, very best. But I think the push was there, the holes were there, and he was much more decisive, which is something that we talked about probably for 2 or 3 weeks, the decisiveness and whether or not he was running with his first goal being, okay, I just want to get to the ground with the ball in my hand. Forget about making yards. I'll you know, just dumb into the yards that are there. But I thought he also, if you looked at a number of the plays on which you could really see well, the ball was high and tucked up near his collarbone as opposed to down by his ribs. So that seems to have taken root.
Tom, side question. Do you ever play cards with an X-ray table?
I'm not a big card player. Just not a big card player. So I'm going to have to say no. Okay. And I'm not even sure where that comes from.
Don't worry. It's the life we lead, Tom. You're one of us now.
It's the big NBA scandal from this morning with the FBI and everything. It's on the Patriots front, Tom E. So now there's a story. Like, we've heard a lot of different stories and sources about the Patriots will be interested in trading for this, making a move on that. But it really does seem like there's momentum building towards the Patriots pursuing help on the defensive side of the ball. Are we talking cornerback depth? Are we talking another pass rusher? Are we talking a big boy on the line? What do you think?
I think linebacker and safety would probably be places that they would look. Certainly, I mean, Kyle Duggar was okay last week, more productive, better than his first week when he had to stand in and you know, let up a long score on the first play of the game against New Orleans, or a long completion to Olave. But I think that they want more speed on the back end, and I don't think he can ever have enough corner depth. And that's just a hackneyed expression that anyone can lean on. But my guess is they cast a wide net. You don't know who's available until really that week. So to me, what will the Patriots have to give up? If it's nominal, go get them. If it's, you know, fifth or sixth round pick for a decent player, that should be doable. I would be surprised, given their momentum right now and the fact that it is still a building team, it's not a finished product, I would be surprised if they didn't add someone. But, I mean, I would also be able to make the case, I think, that they would want to add on the offensive side of the ball because their depth at tight end, the depth really at wide receiver, if any of those guys goes down, and, again, it's 100%, guys are going to get hurt at every position. So if Mac Hollins, someone who wouldn't think we generally wouldn't have thought of in August, indispensable, went down, there's a valuable blocker, a very good third down target, a guy who can, you know, make catches in the red zone and has it throughout his career. Where do you go? So to me, and I don't think Jacoby Myers is a horrible idea. Mm-mm. And oh. I know that, I mean, he wants out. Oof. There is the notion that, as Mike said the other day on the station, I don't want to jerk the wheel at running back. Would that be jerking the wheel in the wide receiver room and with Drake May? To me, there would be a lot of sense made by trading for Jacoby Myers, picking up the rest of his $10 million salary, and then seeing what the disposition is of Diggs and Jacoby Myers next year as they're entering free agency.
Tom,
actually, Diggs will not be a free agent, excuse me, right?
No.
He's on a 3-year deal, so yes. Yeah, excuse me.
Tom Curran, NBC Sports Boston. We excuse you here on WEEI Afternoons. Who is more in jeopardy of being exposed this week against this Browns defense? Do you think it's more likely on Monday if things go sideways, we're saying, oh, wow, reality?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch full episodes, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for the Greg Hill Show, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Check check for Drake May, or oh wow, reality check for Will Campbell and Jared Wilson and those young offensive linemen?
I think if it does come to pass, it might be along the offensive line. And look, Jim Schwartz is such an experienced defensive coordinator. He's coached against Mike. He's coached with Mike. They know each other. There are going to be things that Tennessee says, you know what? Okay, he's a really good player, but he's still 23 and he's made about 17 NFL starts. We're going to try and really ramp things up, make it difficult for Drake May. That means bringing six. If that means bringing seven, if that means disguising as much as they can, because Cleveland is not walking into the game, I think, saying to themselves, we ought to be able to put up 25 on these guys. I mean, honestly, 17 would seem like a reasonable target. Not saying that they're targeting that, but 17 will be a reasonable target amount, I would think, for Cleveland to walk in. I said Tennessee. For Cleveland to walk in trying to hit.
Hey, Tom, I'm pretty much at the halfway point here. I feel like just a quick little state of the union on the Patriots draft class, you know, Will Campbell and Jared Wilson, Travion Henderson, Kyle Williams, you know, Craig Woodson, they all played a part in this last game. It doesn't, you know, Craig Woodson got beat for a deep one. Kyle Williams, you know, look, he doesn't even qualify for rookie receivers because he doesn't get enough snaps. Travion Henderson, only two carries. Just what are your thoughts? I don't know if you want to give him a grade or just your thoughts on the rookie class so far and how it's performing.
I think between Borregalis and Campbell, you got two guys you can trot out there. Woodson, I think overall, given the number of snaps he's played as a rookie fourth round pick, you can't kick. You really can't. Yeah, there's going to be plays that he allows over the course of time, whether, you know, it's Eugene Wilson, James Sanders, you know, that's that ilk of player that you get in the second, third, fourth round. I think Sanders was a third round pick, just to roll it back. That's pretty good if a guy can get on the field as a rookie and be relied upon. Kyle Williams, we had this conversation to kind of lump Kyle Williams and Travion Henderson into the same group. And Ted, I'm sure that you feel the same way. If you were in that locker room looking at one of your fellow linebackers, it's only seven games in, especially on offense. There's only so many footballs to go around. They had 18 carries for 88 yards from their, you know, rehabilitating running back. So why go away from him? The quarterback was 21 for 23. So why take the ball out of his hands? To me, there just hasn't been opportunity. I believe exactly what Vrabel and McDaniels are saying. We're going to need Travion Henderson, just like they're going to need at some point Kyle Williams. I think Williams is a little bit boxed out because when they drafted him, they didn't know Diggs was going to be this good. And they probably didn't understand how good Booty was either. So those two factors are weighing into the usage of Kyle Williams. But every time I've encountered him, he has a great attitude. Mm-hmm. Very likable kid, very personable, gets along with his teammates. Far cry from what we were experiencing a little bit with Jalen Polk and Javon Baker. So I wouldn't sweat on either of those personally.
Feels like he's close for sure. Tom, we've played this game with all of our football guests this week, Brian Hoyer, Adam Schefter, et cetera. We'd like to add you to the prestigious company. Could you name your top five quarterbacks in the NFL right now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen. Are we talking right now?
Yeah, right now. Right now.
Okay. So those two will still be, if I had to start a game on Sunday. And if we're talking right now, I'm not starting Lamar Jackson. He's hurt. I would probably start Baker Mayfield and Jared. Nah. I would start. Yeah.
I'm not familiar. Who's Jared? Yeah.
I'm stuck between the Mayfield, Goff, May, Jordan Love, Jambalaya.
Just say May. Don't be a hater. Just say May.
Don't be a hater.
I'll say May.
Yeah.
Because it is how you're playing now. And he's got 12 touchdowns and two picks. And he looks like Kurt friggin' Warner.
Yeah.
So I'll go with him.
Okay, we love it. Before we let you go, you got a prediction for what? Oh, is that only four?
I just want
to. No. I'm ready to go.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Ted's got something very important. Forget your fifth. Ted, what's up?
What? Real quick. Tom, does Belichick get in the Hall of Fame this year?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to put my money on the most likely outcome.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
That's it. I would think that he will.
Okay. Well, what's the most likely outcome on Sunday?
1917, Patriots.
Ooh, a tight one, but a win is a win, and you survive in advance.
Yeah,
I like
it,
Tom Curran.
It was 17-12, thanks to four Andy Borogalis field goals.
Oh, nice.
Before the late May to Austin Hooper touchdown.
Wow, Austin Hooper in the end zone again. Very detailed. Love it. Also, just wanted to let you know I voted. I went with the Buffalo Bills game was Drake May's best game. I know you got slants poll tonight that I assume you'll be answering on the show what you think his best game was.
I will offer my input, and I will also read off several comments from loyal viewers and listeners, and we appreciate always the people who would join in on the Quick Slants poll, and we appreciate everybody listening to the Patriots Talk podcast.
Well, we appreciate you joining us. We'll talk to you next week. Hopefully you're right about the weekend. We'll see you.
Very good. Have a good weekend.
See you, Tom. You too.
Thanks, Tom.
It's Tom E. Curran. I should have known when Ted Johnson was like, I got a question. I got to get in. The words Bill and Belichick were going to be in that question somewhere.
In the news cycle.
We'll get to that at some point, Ted. We'll talk about Bill Belichick. He's eligible for the Hall of Fame.
I believe
if the Hall of Fame wants to exist, he should be in this year. But if they want to embarrass themselves, they should keep him out. And we'll talk about that a bit later. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, you waited all week for it. He was sick, but now he's sick about that Patriots win in, where the hell they win? Tennessee. Ted Johnson's TED Talk next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. And whenever works for you.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.